I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. 3D video games with no glasses required? That's what Nintendo showed off at the E3 Video Game Expo in Los Angeles. The Nintendo 3DS, they're calling it. They also announced a new version of Donkey Kong for us old people. You've used Microsoft's Office software, right? Word, Excel, PowerPoint. A new version, Office 2010, came out yesterday, sells for $280, and Microsoft released a stripped-down version of Office online for free last week. Meanwhile, Apple and AT&T began taking pre-orders for the iPhone 4. Websites were crashing all morning trying to keep up with demand. Another product from Apple also became available, and with not as much fanfare, even though it may prove to be very significant. A new version of the Mac Mini computer. It has a little port that lets you hook up your computer to your TV and watch whatever you find online on your television. And on Monday, Microsoft announced that you'll be able to watch live sporting events from ESPN through your Xbox. There are so many more ways to use the internet than ever before to get just the video that you want, and it makes you wonder if you really need cable TV anymore. Mark McCluskey is Special Projects Editor at Wired Magazine. Mark, if I have a good internet connection and I don't want to pay a cable bill, what should I do?
First, you can go through something like iTunes from Apple, which has deals with most, if not all, of the TV networks, and you can buy shows. Generally, they're $1.99 or $2.99 a piece. The good thing about those files are the picture quality is very good, and you can play it on your phone, you can play it on an iPad, you can use an Apple TV or a Mac Mini hooked up to your TV, so you sort of buy it once and get it in all the different places. Sort of your next route is using Netflix Instant Streaming. You can watch a ton of television.
Now, I have the Netflix on the Wii, and it's very convenient, except all the TV shows that are on there are from last year, the year before. There's kind of a sense of being at the video store late on a Friday when everything's been a little bit picked over.
And that's definitely the downside. You know, Netflix is hamstrung by the content deals that they've done with various studios and companies.
All right, so that's iTunes and Netflix. What else is available to me?
The hardest core techie route to go here is using BitTorrent. Basically, if it's aired anywhere in the universe, you could probably find it with not too much effort online.
But the downside there is that it's illegal to do so.
It is certainly of questionable legality, if not clearly illegal. If you're the person who's looking for super obscure British sitcoms, you can find that online. You just need to be aware of some of the issues around that.
We have a list of online alternatives to TV posted at futuretense.publicradio.org. There are so many places you can go, it can get confusing. And you might think, well, I'll just stick with the cable, the old technology. But how long can old technology hold up? Frank Rose, you're the author of the upcoming book, The Age of Immersion. It's about the future of entertainment. Will cable go the way of the 8-track?
Eventually, yes. The cable companies and the satellite companies have been playing a delaying game for as long as possible. They've been trying to hold off implementing new technologies that would make it a lot easier to access television through their services. And the ultimate result is that it's become much easier to watch TV on the internet.
Does the simplest interface and the simplest delivery ultimately win the day when the story is told about this, you know, 10, 15 years from now?
Yes, and there's no question that the simplest and the most convenient is going to be over the internet. What's really happening is that there's a great deal of money at stake, and the cable companies in particular, through their steadfast refusal to innovate at a reasonable pace, have put themselves in a situation where it is going to dawn on everybody that it's much easier just to bypass them entirely.
The band Devo has a new record out, and they chose a pretty unique promotional concept for it. They set up a live webcam of cats in a small room that are listening to the new Devo record. So you get to watch cats while they listen to Devo. Devo has always had a close relationship with technology. They were pioneers of music video, and they always had a highly synthesized sound, even while a lot of their songs are about the dangers technology presents. So is cat exploitation evolution or de-evolution? Hard to say. I like watching these cats, though. You can find us. We're on the internet at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.